There was a debate between Ken Ham and Bill Nye. And forgive me for the year. I want to say it was like either 2014 or 2015, somewhere in that range. But in the debate that Ken Ham had with Bill Nye, Bill Nye tried to make fun of the idea that from the time that the animals got off the ark, this amount of animals, to the amount of animals we see today would be impossible. Okay? He's going to claim, and he made this claim in his presentation, which I'm going to come back over here, and I'm going to kind of illustrate his claim. And Ken Ham sucks at debating, so I figure I'll just go ahead and pick up his argument for him. But this is what Bill Nye said. He said that Ken Ham was claiming that it's been about 4,000 years since the flood, okay? And that there was about 7,000 kinds, because he's saying there was 14,000 animals, approximately 7,000 kinds of animals. And then he's saying today, this is what Bill Nye says. He says there's 16 million species of animals, okay? And he's saying based on these numbers, if you took the number of species that exist today and you divided it by 4,000, and then you divided that by 365. So basically, how many species would have to have come into existence every single day? He said that there would have to be 11 new species every single day.
So let's see. If there are 4,000 years since Ken Ham's flood, and let's say, as he said many times, there are 7,000 kinds. Today, the very, very lowest estimate is that there are about 8.7 million species, but a much more reasonable estimate is it's 50 million. So we'll take a number which I think is pretty reasonable, 16 million species today, okay? If these came from 7,000 kinds, that's, let's say we have 7,000 subtracted from 15 million, that's 15,993. We have 4,000 years, we have 365 and a quarter days a year. We would expect to find 11 new species every day.
And he's like, you would go outside and you would see 11 new species of birds every single day. Okay.
You wouldn't just find a different bird, a new bird. You'd find a different kind of bird, a whole new species of bird every day.
Well, first of all, let me explain the things that he's saying. Even if it was 11 new species every day, this isn't only birds, okay? So even if you were going to say that this was true, it wouldn't be 11 new birds every single day. It'd be 11 new species across all animals that exist. But there's something that Bill Nye is doing to pad his numbers that he didn't tell anybody, and Ken Ham's too stupid, I guess, to point out. But there is not 16 million species on the earth, or anywhere close to that. You know what's included in this number? Bacteria. And invertebrates, and sea creatures, and everything, okay? Now, I looked up a couple different articles. They're not, you know, Christian websites or anything like that. How many animal species are there, okay? According to this website, they claim that there's 1.25 million species of animal, okay? And then they're going to tell you what this includes, okay? 950,000 of them are insects, okay? Then 70,000 are mollusks, I guess because every single one's like a snowflake. It's special or something, you know? So special. 40,000 are crustaceans. None of these are on the ark. Maybe some insects, okay? But again, I already pointed, there's only 61 kinds, okay, approximately. And then they say 130,000 others, okay? But when it comes to amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, okay, and I'm running out of room, so I'm going to have to erase this data every once in a while. There's 5,743 amphibians, 8,240 reptiles, 9,800 birds. I've seen a new estimate of 11,000. and then 5,416 mammals. So basically 19,399 animals, like we think of, like land animals, okay? And then they're claiming 9,800 birds, which we'll say 11,000 because that's the other article. It was a Wikipedia article with literally a list of all the birds, and it was 11,000 on them. So I'll take their number over that. Now, that's a little bit different than this 16 million number that Bill Nye's coming up with to disprove the Ark. But you know why? Because Bill Nye's an idiot, and he's not even a real scientist. He's like an engineer or something. He's not even a legitimate biologist or, you know, an accredited scientist in one of these fields. He's just like an engineer or something that had a TV show that was stupid, okay? But if we take the real numbers, okay, if we take the number of land animal species and birds that exist today, and we do the same calculation that Bill Nye did, okay? Now you have to think about this. This is how many they exist in totality. Of these, you would basically have to have, and in this, I did 11,000, okay, but let's just, I'm using the same line here. If 11,000 bird species exist, and we're going back to the flood, which was actually 4,650 years ago, a little off there, that would mean there was 2.36 new species of bird every year. Now that's a little bit different number than what he's saying, 11 new species every single day. No, there was about 2.3 new species of bird every single year since the flood. Now, that's a pretty reasonable number. That's something that could actually make sense and fall in line. When it comes to mammals, reptiles, and amphibians, it varies from 1.16, 1.23, and 1.77 new species of mammals, reptiles, and amphibians every single year. Now, again, this is not saying that there is a new kind of elephant every single year. It's saying of all the animals that I mentioned, they would come up with a new species of one of those, or two of those at most, every single year. So it could be like a new type of lizard, the green lizard as opposed to the red lizard, okay? One year. I mean, very reasonable numbers, very reasonable statistics. Now let's think about this. Is that really even possible? Well, let's think about dogs for a second, okay? I know you all love dogs in here, right? No dogs allowed on the sticker over there, right? I'm talking spiritually and physically. I don't want them. But according to the American Kennel Club, okay, according to the American Kennel Club, and I don't give you a lot of numbers, but some people like numbers, all right? It's in the book. It's in the Bible, okay? The book of the Bible. There's 195 breeds of dog, according to the American Kennel Association, and 79 additional seeking to be recognized as legitimate dog breeds. But they claim, you know, if you study history on dogs, really, dog breeding really came into existence about 1850s, or the mid-19th century, meaning in only about 150 years or 170 years, we have well over that number of dog breeds that exist. So that's about one per year of a very specific species of animal. We're not even talking about all of the mammals of all their different variations. We're talking about one specifically is literally coming up with a new breed virtually every single year for the last 150, 170 years. So is that reasonable? Well, it's already happening through selective breeding of dogs. That's how you get the Chihuahua and the pug, okay, and all the other animals that exist today. And so it's not unreasonable to, you know, look at these numbers and think. They get so mad and they say, you really think that we have the 11,000 species of birds today from 4,000 years ago off of Noah's Ark? It was really like seven that were existent. And I'm like, you think that birds came from dinosaurs a billion years ago?
Right.
And then you think that came from a rock? How is that more scientific? How is that better understanding of the world that we live in? And here's another thing. They've never seen animals evolve or change from one kind of an animal to another. It's never happened.